The deteriorating security situation in Iraq has prompted Russia to announce an airlift of hundreds of its citizens out of the country beginning tomorrow. Several other nations also are urging their citizens to leave, prompted by a spate of hostage-taking in recent days. The upsurge in violence also is producing a powerful backlash among Iraqis, uniting Sunnis and Shiites against the American occupation. NPR's Anne Garrels visited a mixed Baghdad slum called Horeya and filed this report.
There are no American troops in this poor area, nor are there any signs of police or public services. Swarms of flies buzz around garbage piled high along the streets. Every night, there are sounds of gun battles. Just who is shooting at whom, no one can say. Regularly locked in their houses at night, residents have recently been forced to stay at home during the day, after threats and rumors of threats. Shops were shuttered and schools closed. People gather outside a butcher shop to stock up, fearing the shops will close again. There's no agreement on who closed down the neighborhood. Some say it was on the orders of Muqtada Sadr's Shiite militia. Others say there were calls from Fallujah to protest the U.S. assault there. Hussein Radif Daoud, a teacher, is anxious and confused.
I don't think they are from Fallujah. The real Mujahideen will not make business stop to serve their case. No way.
The U.S. attacks on both Sunni and Shiite rebels have stirred passions here. Fresh graffiti condemns the American troops. Long live the Fallujah heroes, it declares. Long live the Mehdi army, the Shiite militia. Gathering crowds insist Fallujah has united all Iraqis.
We are with Iraq, with one united Iraq. Sunni and Shia, we are all united. Yahud, against Jewish, against America.
Graphic reports on Arabic TV stations continue to reinforce the widespread belief Fallujah is suffering an unjust collective punishment for the mutilation of four American security contractors 2 weeks ago. Many in Horeya are hearing stories firsthand from refugees who are seeking shelter with relatives here. 47-year-old Mohammed Salah Mahmoud fled Fallujah with 12 family members. He says he'll only go back when the Americans withdraw from the country.
Had it not been for the children, I would have stayed in Fallujah and fight the Americans. No one accepts that an occupier comes and controls us. No one accepts that. And then when they come to control us, and then what, to humiliate us?
Ismail Khalid, another refugee, pulls up in the courtyard. He maneuvered through back roads where insurgents had planted roadside bombs to deter U.S. troops. Though the fighters are also putting Iraqi civilians at risk, Ismail says it's worth it.
The main point that they don't want any Americans in that governorate. So even if they will have some sacrifices, it's okay.
U.S. officials say there's a silent majority in Fallujah who oppose the attacks on U.S. troops. The refugees disagree. Anti-American sentiments have increased here dramatically. This woman, who asked her name not be used, doesn't tell anyone in Horeya she works for a foreign company, especially after a translator was killed in the neighborhood.
I am afraid to say that I work with the Americans. They will say, okay, so as long as you are working with the Americans, so you are with them, meaning you are against us, so I should be afraid.
She sees chaos around her. As for the appearance of the new Shia-Sunni unity, she says it's likely to be short-lived. Pointing to the nightly shootings in Horeya, she says the truth is there are rifts not only between Sunni and Shia, but within the two communities. She's afraid what would happen if the American troops pulled out altogether.
All of them will fight each other. Sunnis, Shia, Sadr people, Badr people, all will fight each other.
Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.